Well, Psalm 112, verse 9, He, this is God clearly in the context, has dispersed, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Well, we have that quoted by Paul in the New Testament, and so we have, as it were, a solid interpretation to go on. And it's quoted in 2 Corinthians 9. But it's quoted in the context of Paul urging the Corinthians to be generous to the appeal for the poor Christians in Jerusalem. But here in the Psalm 112, it is used about God. God has dispersed, he's given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. And then Paul quotes that about us, about his readership, to say you need to give to the poor, you need to disperse abroad, sending your collections and what money and wealth you've got that you can spare from where you are in what is now Greece, over there to Jerusalem. Disperse it abroad. Give to the poor. His righteousness endures forever, and so will yours. In other words, your generosity to others will actually have some eternal moment. It's not that we're saved by putting money in collection bags, not at all. In that case, you could sort of buy your way into God's kingdom. That's not what it's saying. But on the other hand, the nature of our eternity will depend and will be formed and is forged now by our generosity. In the parable of the labourers in the vineyard, they all get a penny a day. Salvation. Salvation is the same for all of us, and it is not of works, lest any man should boast. It is of grace, it's a gift by grace alone. But we respond to that. And then you have the other parables that talk about one man having 10 cities, another 5 cities, 2 cities, etc., in reflection of how they have traded with the money that was given to them by God. That is, how they've used what he gave them in this life. And each person will respond differently. Again, in the parable of the sower, some seed produces 100-fold, some 60, some 20, etc. All those types of ground, well, all the good ground, will all be in God's kingdom, but they brought forth a different amount of fruit in response to the seed, which is the word of the gospel, that was planted in them. And so it is really with things like our generosity to the poor, for example, that it's not that you can buy your way into the kingdom, but in accordance with how we have responded to God's grace, that is how we shall eternally be. So it's an incredible idea that in this very brief life, which is just for a moment in the spectrum of utter eternity, we are forging or forming who we shall eternally be. And this is why, in that sense, as God's righteousness endures forever, so our righteousness will endure forever. Now, we are, of course, immediately aware that we are sinners and there is none righteous, not one, in one sense. But in another sense, we can, of course, do righteous acts. And it is that righteousness which endures forever, which has, as I would put it, eternal moment. You're generous to that brother or that sister, and you're going to live forever with them in God's kingdom. So then, what we're seeing here then is the teaching that as God has been generous, so are we to be generous. Well, that is a huge challenge, that his generosity should be ours. God is generous, despite the problem of evil, which is there to develop us in various ways. In other words, the problem of why starving children, why famine, why destruction by floods, etc. I accept that problem, and I do not seek to push it under the carpet when I say that despite that problem of evil, which is there for a purpose and for a reason, God is incredibly generous. Think of when the Lord Jesus fed the crowds on 2 occasions. On each occasion, it is said that the crowds were absolutely satiated, and the Greek that's used in all the gospel records emphasizes this. They were full, absolutely filled up, and whole baskets full were taken up of the bits of fish and bread that were not eaten, that were just chucked away. This was not providing the minimum. This was absolute, total generosity. It is that generous spirit which is to be ours. But you'll only be motivated to get there by appreciating God's generosity. The word grace, the Greek word translated grace, charis, is also translated gift. Now, we have received of God's grace. We are sinners who shall be saved, and his grace is poured out into our lives. Our response to that is to give. It is as simple as that. And that explains the apparent out-of-context quotation. It's not out of context, but Psalm 112:9, he has dispersed, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. And Paul quotes that and says, basically, you should disperse, you should give to the poor, so that your righteousness will endure forever. In other words, the grace and the generosity of God's giving, and he is giving to us physically, materially, and especially spiritually in terms of patience and forgiveness, absolutely all the time. Giving life all the time. Keeping you alive. He made us. We did not make ourselves. And we are his and the sheep of his pasture. So, therefore, we are to constantly likewise be outgoing, proactive in our giving, not grudgingly giving something when a collection bag is stuck under your nose, but giving in an outgoing, ongoing sense.